You have an unfortunate face. Doesn't that sound rude?
Yes, indeed it does.
It does sound better than you have a face that only a mother could love. Both of those statements are rude, but one of them is a little bit more funny, don't you think? Besides, sometimes when I look in the mirror, I just go, wow, you have an unfortunate face, but you do have a really nice ass. So sometimes I think about that and wonder, since it's my best attribute, maybe I should wear it more often. And no, I'm not talking about going around not wearing pants or wearing assless chaps. I'm talking about actually wearing my ass. You know, it would give an ass hat a more positive ring, don't you think? It's not because I'm a jerk, it's because my ass is beautiful. Therefore, I would like to wear an ass hat and people wouldn't say, wow, you have an unfortunate face that only a mother could love. See, I guess you can mix the two of those together, but I still like you have an unfortunate face. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and, I should have put the disclaimer at the beginning, but please don't go out and tell people they have an unfortunate face, because that might hurt their feelings. Not everybody is as emotionless, shameless, and awkward, weird, and sometimes rude as I am. So, tell everybody instead, you have a very fortunate face. But then something tells me they would probably also think you were insulting them, saying, wait a minute, what? I have a fortunate face? Is there any other level of face that I can have? Is fortunate really the elite class to be in? Or maybe they won't think that either, because, again, not everybody is as shameless, sometimes rude, and awkward as I am. So, I guess the moral of the story is, you may want to say what you mean more often than not, but if you're going to insult someone, just don't tell them that their face is unfortunate, even if it sounds funny.